chance to be on the Joe and Alex Show and share a little something freaky about yourself, you can email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, or slide into our DMs on Twitter or Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. We got Alvin on this morning. Hi, Alvin.
Hey, how's it going, man?
It's going good. Happy Friday to you. Why are we talking to you today for Freak Show Friday?
Dude, man, I'm one of those dudes that I'm like paranoid about my age, man. Dude, it's pretty wild, man. Like, no one really knows how old I am. So,
well, how old are you?
Well, I'm 42 with a birthday due up this fall. So,
okay,
well, the big 4-3.
And how old do people think you are, Alvin?
Honestly, like probably early mid 20s. I mean, I guess I was born with good genes. I mean, I'm fit. I'm not like a super gym rat, but people, they all the time think I'm like in my mid-20s, early 20s. So.
Wow, you're lucky. I remember when I worked in radio, when I first started out as a younger guy in Michigan, I met a dude and we did this like baseball trip or something. We took some listeners to a game and they kept on checking his ID. The guy was 45. I kid you not, he didn't even look 21.
What?
He only one person in my life I met, but he looked so young, baby-faced. It was just incredible. He wasn't even like in good shape like you're saying you are, but I guess I kind of understand what you're talking about. It is very weird how some people, they look like they're minors and they're adults.
That is wild. Alvin, dude, you haven't gotten any work done?
Yo, but no, not at all. And the thing about it is so interesting you made that statement. I'm in the entertainment business, so that's the industry that I'm in, so... I mean, it's such a paranoia, man. And they're like, they discriminate against age. So I'm super paranoid about it. And it's crazy that you just mentioned the license, dude. I was doing a episode for a show, and they wanted to use my actual license because they wanted to zoom in on a picture. And I was so freaked out. I was like, oh, I don't have it. It's in the trailer. And they were like, oh, we'll go get it. I said, no, just give me anyone. They were like, no, we want to zoom in on the picture because we heard you talking that you're still using your picture since you were 16 and 17. I'm like, oh, my God, dude.
Oh, no.
It was the weirdest thing. I, like, kept covering my hand and just zoom in on the picture, and I wouldn't let anybody hold it, man. It's just like, oh, God, it's straight paranoia. Like,
why are you so paranoid, Alvin, if people know your real age, that you're 42 going on 43?
Dude, because I, on the show, like, when I play everyone, I always book roles for, like, mid-20s, early-20s, dude. No one, I'm telling you, like, okay, my hairline, like, my hair is the only thing that you can tell if it were to grow out. The gray hairs are starting to set in. So, like, I totally keep it cut extremely low. I darken it. I mean, so I don't even take that risk. It's just, I know I won't get any gigs. And I mean, not only that, though, like, so if I'm not filming, I'm a DJ. And there's no way these guys are going to party with me. Like, nah, there's just no way.
Because if they found out, like, the guy that's DJing in the club with them is older like that, like in their 40s or something, you think that they would be weirded out?
Oh, heck yeah. I mean, I already know because I'm just listening at the conversation. I mean, even though, yes, we have the knowledge, yes, we've done everything they have, but, dude, they'll freak out.
See,
I don't know if I care how old my DJ is.
I don't either, as long as that DJ drops a high porn.
Right. As long as it's, like, actually good, like, the mixes are good and stuff, I don't think I've ever thought about how old a guy is that's DJing in the club.
Dude, it's so crazy. Like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's this industry that's getting the best of me, but I exclusively shop at Buckle. I mean, I'm not even, that's just what I do. I'm involved in Twitter. Dude, it's to the point. I run a fan page for Billie Eilish, so I'm just, like, freaked out, man. I mean, it's just a Twitter page for her, so it's just, it is what it is.
You run a Billie Eilish fan Twitter.
Yeah.
And you're, like, in your 40s. Okay, I mean, that's definitely a little strange. But, like, what about your personal relationships? I mean, do you not tell anyone in your life how old you are? Like, is it only your family members that really know, or
no,
what?
No, like, it's only my family. I've never been married. I don't have any kids. I mean, I would like to. I'm not saying it. Like, I don't. No. I mean, as a matter of fact, I was in a long-term relationship. I mean, I literally was. I mean, I think we dated for, like, 6-7 years.
Wow.
I mean, it was about 3 or 4 years ago, but she never knew that I was almost, like, 18, 19 years older than her.
Whoa.
Yeah.
See, that's where it gets creepy. Not that you are almost 20 years older than her, but the fact that you're hiding
you didn't,
it like
that. She didn't know. That would be, I would be like so shocked. I would feel like everything was a lie, knowing
Dad?
That the guy I dated was that much older, but never told me.
I guarantee you, when you were sleeping. when you were sleeping, she probably went and looked at your ID. Like, I mean, she would have had to.
No, what do you think? She's crazy like Alex? Come on now.
I mean...
No, this is why you run a background check on every guy you date.
Like,
see,
I said.
You have, like, he's not a bad guy. It doesn't sound like you're a bad guy, Alvin. It just... But I would want to know that.
I mean, I'm not. I just, it's just, I can't afford... for my age to come out. I mean, I freak out when it's my birthday. I totally avoid the subject, so...
I think you're kind of worrying about something that you don't need to worry about. Live the web, girl. Go ahead. What do you want to say to Alvin?
I think that everyone knows his age, but they know that he's just so scared about it that they don't bring it up to him. Because, I mean, the name Alvin... they don't make those anymore. There's no 20-year-olds. There's no 20-year-olds named Alvin.
All right, Alvin. Well, you know what? Not the freakiest thing we've ever done, but...
it is interesting.
It is interesting, man.
I feel bad that you feel like you can't just be yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, don't. I mean, I'm cool with it. It's my lifestyle. I mean, sort of a choice, I guess.
All right. Well, hey, you. I'm sure you're busy. Probably have to go update that Billie Eilish Twitter account or whatever. So thank you so much for calling in this morning, Alvin, for Freak Show Friday.
No worries. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Hey, if you want to be on Freak Show Friday, it's really easy to do. All you have to do is email the show, joanalexshow@gmail.com, or slide into our DMs, Twitter and Instagram. It's @joanalexshow.